Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Wednesday, November 23rd, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. This is our last show for the Thanksgiving holiday. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to start out talking about. Things that all of us should be thankful for. Here, of course, we have our health. We're not starving. We live in a country, really, that still is, in my opinion, the best country in the world, despite many of the things we talk about on this show.
Of course, we're thankful for family and friends, both of which have been reduced in number due to our politics.
Yeah.
But quality is more important than quantity, I guess.
That's right. And one of the things we're most thankful for is that we can come out here every day, whether it's on our TV show or the radio version, and we can say what we want to say to you.
Right.
And you know what? There's a lot of countries in the world, many more than you would imagine, that people like us wouldn't be able to do what we're doing every day.
Right. And this week we especially talked about the movement toward clamping down and silencing expression of opinion.
That's right.
We see that with the measures being taken against historical revisionists. So
right.
I guess I'm also thankful for every day that passes that we don't hear about another terror attack.
Yeah, exactly. And if you would go to countries like China, to Russia, to Korea, African nations, of course, various Middle Eastern nations, and if two people did what we do here, they wouldn't last very long.
Yeah.
Because they either have their door broken down, they'd have handcuffs on their wrists, they'd be thrown behind bars. And that's something we should be very, very thankful for.
And we are thankful for all of you.
That's right.
That email and call and write and hammer away at the media and speak out and attend protests. People like Jim Kujwa,
mm-hmm.
people like Michael Langston, people like Vincent Sammartino, and radio show hosts like Visigoth,
right.
who get out, and Sam and Trish Britton of the Information Corner. They get out there. Michael Corbin,
mm-hmm.
he's a radio show host too, and he gets out there and engages in protests himself. And we thank all of you for being out there and letting us know we're not alone.
Right, especially the ones that have broken through the illusion. Not only the mainstream media illusion, not only the religion illusion, the government illusion, the education illusion, mm-hmm. but also the alternative media illusion.
Right.
And on Monday, we're going to talk about two very important articles. One was written by James Bamford. It's in the newest edition of Rolling Stone. And he's talking about how the CIA is more and more progressing towards outsourcing or privatizing mm-hmm. their intel agency. So in other words, instead of keeping everything in-house, what they're doing is the same thing they're doing with the military. They're getting these mercenaries or these headhunters out there that are doing their work for them.
Right, to bypass congressional yep. oversight of what they're doing. And remember, the CIA is not supposed to be doing a damn thing in yep. the United States. That violates their own charter.
That's right. And what this does is it gives them, first of all, plausible denial, and second of all, it keeps it out of the knowledge or the snooping eyes of Congress.
Right. And this all involves information warfare.
Exactly. And they even call themselves information warriors. And what they've done in this article, in three different instances, admit that they come onto the Internet
and infiltrate discussion boards.
And infiltrate it. And they also say television, radio, and the Internet. So we're going to talk about that on Monday, and we're going to ask, who do you think are the people or the organizations or the networks that they've infiltrated?
Right, and when he reads some of this stuff to you, you're going to be asked, who specifically does this remind you of?
Right.
What groups of people this exactly reminds you of? Because I know some names came to my mind.
Yeah, and the thing that most boggles my mind, I guess of everything that we see, and Lisa and myself keep a very close eye on what's going on in this patriot/alternative media movement. We know what's going on out there. And the thing that most boggles my mind, at least anyways, is the lack of outrage at how this alternative media has been infiltrated. I can't understand how people that rail against the government and the mainstream media and so forth, but then they so willingly accept that they're supposedly their very own have been infiltrated,
right,
and they don't make a peep about it.
Or they don't want to believe that it's happening, but in this article that we're going to tell you about on Monday, they say how the CIA operatives, these privatized operatives, have not only infiltrated these groups and discussion boards, but they participate in them as well.
Right, and like Eric Hufschmidt said when he was on our show, and also one of his most recent articles, he said there's hundreds, if not thousands, of paid government infiltrators in this movement. I mean, it's so obvious.
Right, and if you don't believe it, you're deluding yourself.
Yeah, and if you don't believe it, then you're exactly, precisely, 100% like the people that sit on their couch and watch Fox News or CNN and say, oh no, there's no way our government could have been involved in the controlled demolition. They don't want to believe it, and if you don't want to believe it, then there's no difference between you and the mainstream media crowd. You can't wear blinders any longer. It's like the name of our book says, no more illusions.
Right.
And that's what it's all about.
And it takes a concerted effort to push and resist all illusions away.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's so empowering. Once you get over the initial horror of reality, it's very empowering, and it will embolden you.
And it's great when people do email us and they say that they no longer listen to these networks, that they no longer have certain websites bookmarked, because they say they're tired of the lies, they're
right,
tired of the BS and the disinfo. And that's when we know that we're finally getting through and we're doing something right, because people are seeing it and they're saying, well, why should we put up with it?
Mm-hmm.
Why should we put up with that stuff any longer? Now, another thing, well, go ahead. Yeah, I guess you have some news.
Yeah, according to the Justice Department and the IRS, tax protester Larkin Rose of Hollywood, Pennsylvania, was sentenced yesterday to 15 months in prison and a year of subsequent monitoring, I guess we would call that probation, for failing to file tax returns for the years 1998 to 2002, and in compliance with Judge Michael Bailson's admonition following Rose's conviction in August. Larkin Rose submitted delinquent tax returns for the years 1997 to 2004 and paid a substantial deposit to the IRS thugs toward his outstanding tax, quote-unquote, liability.
Did it say how much?
The court sentenced Rose to 1 year of supervised release following his prison term and ordered Rose to pay a fine of $10,000 plus all taxes, interest, penalties, and any other fees he allegedly owes to the beast.
So what happens is after he gets out of prison, he's essentially become a slave now to the IRS, because already, via taxation in the federal government, they take such a significant portion of her money anyway. If he's going to have to pay back all that money from previous years, he might as well just be on the plantation.
Well, I'm not done yet.
Okay.
Rose's wife, Tessa David, who's also his business partner, has also been found guilty in a previous trial of willfully failing to file the tax returns for 1998 to 2002, and she's expected to be sentenced February 15th, 2006. So not only now are they liable for the money they say that Larkin owes, but now she owes money and fees and taxes also. I thought you'd be interested in hearing what this chief investigator for the IRS had to say.
Okay.
The conviction of individuals who intentionally conceal income and evade taxes is a vital element in maintaining public confidence in our tax system.
Oh.
Public confidence in the tax system? Who's confident in this tax system?
I'd love to go downtown today and ask the first 100 people who walk past me how much confidence they have in the tax
system.
Who's
evasive? Who's concealing something?
Yeah.
How about being evasive about the law that compels us to fund criminal activity? How about concealing the law? Oh, wait a minute. There is no law. I forgot.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to know where it says anywhere in the tax code or anywhere else in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and so forth, where it says that everyday citizens have to fund, via taxation, a government that willfully and openly engages in criminal activity.
Yeah.
And we can prove it up one side and down the other. When they show that to me or to anyone else, then we say, well, more than be glad to pay the taxes, but we're not going to support a criminal organization.
Yeah, this taxation system is a mirror image of the progressive income tax, which is the third plank of the Communist Manifesto.
Yeah. Well, our regrets go out to Mr. Larkin Rose, because not only is he going to be forced to spend time behind bars, but once he comes out and starts working again, he's going to become a slave to the government to pay back what he owes them. And that's a fate worse than just about anything I can think of.
Yeah. Well, our thoughts and prayers are with Larkin and Tessa, and it's been a long fight for them. And they've been staunch about it. And all we can say is it's a personal decision whether or not you want to keep feeding this beast.
Yeah.
But just know that if you continue to feed the beast, that you're only going to make it stronger.
Well, and like Tucker Carlson said on his blog, the only thing we agreed with was he said that if you continue to pay taxes to this government, then you're complicit in the crimes that they're trying to cover up, namely 9/11 and all the other ones. And that's something really intriguing or really vital to think about, because that's the decision we had to make, and we no longer are willingly going to support this beast. So take it for what you will.
If you don't have anything right now, I want to ask you and see what your thoughts are on these 14 characteristics of fascism, and see if you think they apply to our country, America, today, what's going on. The first one is powerful or continuing nationalism. The second one is disdain for the recognition of human rights.
Well, I think nationalism is a good thing.
Yeah, but this is supposed to be the 14 characteristics of fascism. Third one's identification of enemies or scapegoats as a unifying cause. I agree with that one.
Yeah. Well, the thing
Osama.
About Osama. I just think that with fascism, people have the wrong idea of what fascism really is. Fascism is nothing more than the merging of government and corporations.
Well, hold on. I'm not done yet. Supremacy of the military. Rampant sexism. Controlled mass media. I agree with that one. Obsession with national security. Religion and government are intertwined as a tool to manipulate public opinion. Corporate power is protected, suppressed labor power, disdain for intellectuals and the arts, not uncommon in a fascist regime for professors to be censored or arrested. We've seen...
A lot of that sounds like just liberal mumbo-jumbo to me.
Well, and, I got three more.
Go ahead.
Obsession with crime and punishment, rampant cronyism and corruption, and fraudulent elections.
Well, I'd say that's probably every government in the world, then. Every world government that we have would fall under those, because I think the world government is nothing more than a fascist organized crime syndicate. But see, they try to use fascism as something like Hitler or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And what fascism is more like what Mussolini had, was just the merging of the corporations and the government, where in this country, that's who runs it, is the corporations.
Well, and we were talking about, there's really nowhere to go. You know how Tucker Carlson was saying, everyone who questions the government regarding 9/11 or thinks the government was involved in 9/11 should leave the country. Where are we to go? Because all of these nations are working in collusion. The leaders of nations are working in collusion. You know, you got 191 nations that comprise the UN,
yeah.
And they all adopt this revisionist resolution,
yeah.
Without a vote.
But see, there were a couple buzzwords on there where they say, like, sexism or suppression of the intellectuals. Well, I think a lot of these intellectuals should be, I mean, I don't have any time for them, because they're the ones, like Noam Chomsky, who comes out and is supposedly such a savior for the left, and yet he refuses to talk about 9/11. He refuses to talk about anything of any substance that really goes beneath the surface of what the mainstream... He comes out and has his nice platitudes and so forth, but he's one of these intellectuals that just keeps everybody contained, the left, contained in their little box. And I put more credence in someone that's out there studying the information and talking truth than Noam Chomsky or any of these academians.
In the book I was reading, the sexism, they're referring to male-dominated government. And it is a male-dominated government. There's way more men in it. Although you could probably count Hillary and Condi as men.
I don't give a damn if they're men or women. I just know that everybody in our government right now is so ballless. You know, the men and the women, none of them have any balls.
I don't think it even is that. I think it's just blatant. They don't care. what they're doing to us.
Well, they're in the position of power, and the system that they've created and they're perpetuating works for them.
Right.
So in their eyes,
self-serving.
Yeah, in their eyes, they're saying, why should we change the system? We're the ones who benefit from
it. Right, it works for them.
Yeah.
Forget about you.
I mean, I've written about this in my book, The New World Order Exposed, is you can tell who wants to change the system and who doesn't is the ones who benefit from it don't want to change it.
Exactly. You know? Well, why should they change it? They're not getting seriously challenged by a majority of people. They're getting challenged by small clusters of people here and there.
Well, and it's the same as the alternative media. Why would the people who have infiltrated it, that are blatantly working for the government, why would they want to change anything they're doing when they're not getting challenged?
Right.
The people that supposedly want the truth aren't challenging the alternative media, and they're not challenging the mainstream media.
I tell you
they're
what,
not challenging
a
either
lot of
them.
Our listeners and viewers are challenging them, because I just got some more emails today. I think one was from a guy named Jeff. He sent Randy Rhodes a great letter.
Good.
Randy Rhodes does an alternative news show or commentary or whatever, and also, somebody else was talking about Amy Goodman. Remember, Amy Goodman, who is going to run away from the controlled demolition at all costs.
Right.
I mean, the giant elephant in the middle of the room could sit on Amy Goodman, and she would still not acknowledge that it's there.
Wait till the beginning of next year, starting in January, our media blitz is going to start. And from that point forward, these people aren't going to get off so easily, because we're going to get the help of everybody out there that wants the truth. Because we're going to start tracking these people down, getting on the phone, calling into their show lives like I did yesterday on our local radio
and
show.
And he got through.
Yeah, we got through, and it makes them very uncomfortable, because they don't like when this information is there and it's challenging them that they have to respond to it.
Right, now, and they have empty responses because they have no argument.
Right. Now, we wanted to have Michael Collins Piper on the show today. And because of his travel plans, and we just couldn't quite get everything in sync. But he'll be on here sometime in the near future. But I did write an article about him today and just showed what an influence he's had on me. And this book here is just, I can't tell you how invaluable it is, especially in light of this bill, this UN revisionism bill that Lisa brought up 2 days ago on this show. And what it is it's a universal ban on revisionism. And we're going to talk more about it on Monday. But what I basically say in this article is anyone that talks about Zionism, the Holocaust, Israel, the neocons' relationship with Israel, 9/11, the controlled demolition, these people have now become the most dangerous writers in the world. And this is it right here. There's going to be a day, and I regret saying this, there's going to be a day when books like this are going to be outlawed. Do you agree with me?
Yeah. Well, we wonder where the line will be drawn. Is this going to extend to people who question the official version of 9/11?
Right. Yeah.
People who talk about the New World Order?
Yeah.
I mean, where does this end? And why is Israel being allowed to dictate to other countries?
Yeah.
I mean, our own country has extradited two individuals already.
Here are the people who have either been arrested, detained, or deported within the last couple weeks. Guillermo Rudolph, David Irving, Ernst Zundel, Mordecai Vanunu, Siegfried Verbeke. These people, well, Ernst Zundel was a few months ago, but within the last few months or weeks, all these people have been deported, arrested, or detained. And it's unbelievable now, because Israel came out and said anyone that challenges or questions the Holocaust is now outlawed, basically, under this new bill. And you know Siegfried Verbeke? All he did was question the Anne Frank story.
Yeah.
Can you believe it? These people are being detained or arrested because of their opinions.
Right. So
no crime.
They committed no crimes. They just expressed their own opinions, which are not the popular opinion. The Holocaust, the Nazi Holocaust, has been a very hugely successful propaganda tool.
Yep.
In the efforts of Zionists to push forward with their agenda. And it's widely accepted around the world that's what happened, and people don't question it. And the few that do, now you're seeing major efforts to silence them.
And you know what? In the near future, we're going to do a show or two or three shows on this subject, the Holocaust.
Right.
And we're going to bring this information out and lay it on the table because they're not going to scare us off.
You know, in his email the other day, Mordecai Vanunu, political prisoner, he's being basically held in Israel, and they won't let him leave.
I think he was finally released here within
the last day or so. Released after 2 days in jail. Mm-hmm. They kept his cell phone and his camera because they want to check his communications and what he's got on his film. But he made a comment at the end of his email that said, the world is going to do nothing. The world is going to sit and just keep watching this go on, and they're going to do nothing now and in the future, just like they've done nothing for the last 18 years when I was in solitary, and he was in prison for 18 years, 11 and a half, I think, in solitary.
Right. The UN now has banned or outlawed Holocaust deniers. And I hate to even use that terminology, but what if it now is, if they add to that in the near future, 9/11 deniers,
it's
New
even,
World Order
it's
deniers.
It's not even Holocaust deniers. Yeah. It's people who question
it.
The
you can't even question
just
it.
Just questioning.
You have to accept what they've said, carte blanche, point blank, and no questions whatsoever. Mm-hmm. How Orwellian Big Brother
well,
is this?
You know what it tells me? They are terrified.
Absolutely.
It's all arising out of their fear and their desperation to keep a lie going. And remember that old saying, you know, you shouldn't lie because it's harder and harder. What a tangled web we weave when we choose to deceive.
Yeah.
And it must be getting extremely terrifying for them.
Yeah, when they go to those lengths to do so. Now, one last thing. We had Morgan Reynolds on yesterday. We talked about the Kennedy assassination. And I heard a woman named Joan Mellon on a couple different shows.
Right.
She has a book out called Farewell to Justice, 570 pages. And she does a pretty good job with it. She's saying there was a conspiracy and blah, blah, blah. And she's mentioning all the main characters, the anti-Castro Cubans, the CIA and Richard Helms, the Mafia, J. Edgar Hoover. But in all these interviews, there's always one group that's conveniently forgotten.
Let me guess.
Yeah.
The Mossad.
The Mossad. Michael Collins Piper brings it out in this book, also in Final Judgment.
Right.
And if you've noticed all of the Kennedy coverage within the last few days, they cover all the ones that are acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody yet is bringing up Israel or the Mossad or David Ben-Gurion, their role in it, and it's unbelievable, 42 years, and that's why these people like Joan Mellon are allowed to get on the mainstream stations
exactly.
And also even the alternative ones is because she's playing it safe. Because right now it's acceptable. You can say that there was a conspiracy about the Kennedy assassination because everyone involved is basically dead, you know, or the prime players are dead. But they still don't want to bring Israel into it. And, you know, we keep coming back to that one little tiny nation. And more it becomes apparent who is one of the pivotal players in this new world order.
One of the pivotal dictators
in
the way the world order is going to be. Remember this as you're enjoying your holidays wherever you are. We have a lot to be thankful for. There's still a lot of good things going on in the world and a lot of good people living in the world. But remember this. There's an evil regime out there that's attacking all of us. The war is on all of us. It's not just against a select group of people or people from one country or one class. You know, and they're trying to silence dissent, and we cannot let them. They can silence a man, but they cannot silence his ideas.
And this evil isn't out there far removed. It's right in our own ranks. We have to remember that.
It's not just out there. It's on the Internet, too.
Yeah. And, you know, on this show, we point out a lot of the people who are doing wrong, not only in the government and the mainstream media, but also the alternative media. But we also like to champion and applaud those who are doing good.
Yeah.
Morgan Reynolds.
Right.
Eric Hufschmidt. And you know what? The best writer in the world today, Michael Collins Piper.
Mm-hmm. Mark Glenn.
Yeah.
Hesham Talawi. We have Sam and Trish Britton. Visigoth.
Yeah. These are the people that we have to support. And we just want, you know, we want to have a balance here. We want to point out the bad, but we also want to offer the good. So everybody out there, have a good Thanksgiving. We're not going to be back again till Monday. And we're going to talk about this Rendon article, this James Bamford article, that it's mind-blowing, the revelations that are made in this article, and we want to bring them to you. So until then, have a happy Thanksgiving. Eat a lot of turkey and mashed potatoes.
And think about what we said here.
That's
Don't
right.
let them silence your expression of opinion or your dissent. We need that.
And show some outrage at those who aren't doing the right thing. Until Monday, keep your eyes open because there is a lot going on.
See you then.